Seldom will one witness more statistical dishonesty than in the immigration debate in the United Kingdom. Figures from the smug and increasingly out-of-touch Hunger Games-esque ruling elites are frequently cherry-picked and designed to obscure the truth. They are constantly asking us to ignore basic economic reality by making egregious claims like, quote, immigration is not to blame for the housing crisis. Because importing 300,000 people into the country every year is not going to affect housing demand at all, is it, you totally disingenuous and sneering charlatans? For example, women such as Jill Rutter and Maria Latore have been paid by institutions such as the Equality and Human Rights Commission to push the message that immigrants do not get preferential treatment in social housing allocation. They point out that social housing stock is allocated according to a strict criteria, although, and remember this, local authorities have the discretion to add groups other than the above and will be given reasonable preference. So let's just breeze over that little detail, shall we, girls? They remind us that newly arrived immigrants from the past 5 years are not typically eligible for social housing and are overwhelmingly in the private rented sector. They make up less than 2% of the total social housing population. Hold on, I thought they weren't eligible. Anyway, if you take 300,000 as the average net migration every year over the past 5 years, that works out at 1.5 million, which is about 2% of the total population. So they're not exactly underrepresented, are they? If we zoom in a bit, we can see from their own chart that 39% of foreign-born residents in London live in social housing. So really, who cares about the ones who turned up in the past 5 years? 39% is quite a lot, isn't it? Anyone who claims this has not had an impact on the housing stock for locals is a barefaced liar, as this bar chart quite clearly shows. UK-born social residents have decreased by 22% and non-UK social residents have increased by 29%. What really irritates me is just flagrant and open dishonesty with the public over these things. If we look at the ethnic breakdown for the whole UK, we can see that black people are 203% overrepresented while whites are 3% underrepresented. If we zoom into just London, we can find that almost 30% of social housing is taken up by black people. But this is just the data that we have. Several London local borough councils refuse to release data on this. Local councils such as Hackney, Lambeth and Newham. Who runs these places? Well, Hackney is the personal fiefdom of one Diane Abbott. Lambeth and Newham are both near total rotten boroughs. They will not release ethnicity data on their social housing list. But there's more than one way to skin a cat, if you know where to look. In an altogether different context, old Diane Mathematics Abbott, wishing to show off her diversity credentials, published a profile of Hackney, its people and place, earlier this year. This reveals a number of interesting facts, from which we can get a sense of what is going on. Only 36.2% of the Hackney population is white British. Around 23.1% is black. About 10% of the total Hackney population are on benefits, and 45% live in social housing. So, zooming in to just this one borough, we can see that this is an area with a dense ethnic minority population, and the total number of people on social housing is much higher than the national average. What is more, Hackney Council go on to practically boast that the area's population will grow by 12% in the next decade, reaching a projected 355,000 by 2050. Now, call me cynical, folks, but it's almost like it's planned, isn't it? So one can see from details like this, another fact obscured by completely feckless discussions of this issue in the media. There is nothing market-driven about this process. It's a very clear case of the perverse incentives of a corrupt politician. She imports immigrants who owe her their lives because she provides them with social housing, and in exchange, they vote for the chieftain come election day. And on it goes. Hackney gets bigger and bigger as the boss woman gets fatter and fatter. Now get out.